Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Billie Eilish says she feels hated. What is that all about? But first, Ben Affleck is admitting that his divorce is his biggest regret. I'm Carissa, this is Justin and Morgan, and welcome to Daily Pop.
Yes!
Ben Affleck is getting deep in a new interview for the New York Times. He opens up about his sobriety struggles, admitting his drinking problem got worse when his marriage to Jen Garner started to fall apart. About his relapse on Halloween, where he was, that stumbling video went viral, Ben says, it was embarrassing, obviously. I wish it didn't happen. I really wish it wasn't on the internet for my kids to see. Jen and I did our best to address it and be honest. As for his split with Jen, he admits, quote, the biggest regret of my life is this divorce.
Oh,
that's intense.
Yeah. Intense. Broke my heart.
Were you surprised, though, that he was so open and put this all out there?
I don't think so. I think when you're an actor and you go through a role that's so close to home, which he was filming and promoting now, I think what happens is you see other people through someone else's eyes that are going through the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it takes that experience for you to almost reflect and see what you cost in your relationship and how you feel.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you run in denial until you are like, you know, it's put in your face. It reminds me of when people, you know, you say, oh my God, my childhood was so terrible. And then all of a sudden you start hearing about other people's childhoods and you're like, wow, my childhood wasn't that terrible.
Right, I agree with you. I think that he's on the mend. I think that this is something that he's been struggling with for a very long time. I mean, we've obviously seen his ups and downs. We've seen him break up with Jen. We've seen him date people. I think he is doing this movie. I think if you read the article, it really says about, the author kind of says, that he's really trying to get his career back on track at this point. And I feel like he's doing everything he can to be as open and honest with the public, because essentially he needs them to forgive him, right, for all of these actions. Like, we need to invest back in Ben Affleck as an actor, as a person, because even in the article it says, well, you know, some people view him as somebody that just broke Jennifer Garner's heart, and they're never gonna forgive him for that. And the last two movies he directed flatlined at the box office. They did not do well. I feel like this movie has a lot riding on it, and I think that we talk about this on the show a lot, but this feels like it's a genuine time for him to come out about this.
Yeah.
You know, some people just are like, I have a movie coming out, so let me just drum up some press. Like, I feel like this feels authentic with him talking about it. I think people haven't heard him be so candid about this, and I think it's nice, and I think it's something that people can relate to, because a lot of people go through messy divorces.
You know, I've interviewed him a few times, and he is way more open than you would expect him to be.
Right.
Most of the time, we don't have as much time as this New York Times interview got. Like, it's usually a very quick situation.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, I think that it just took the right person to sit down with him. They covered everything, you know, not just his addiction, not just Jen, but, like, you know, all sorts of parts about his life, which makes it, like, easier for him to open up, because he really does own everything. That's the one thing, like, you know, Ben is, you have to admire him for that. Like, he owns up to it. He doesn't deny it. I think he went through denial. He talks about that in the interview, how it took him a long time to even admit to himself that he truly had a drinking problem. But I think that's very typical for a lot of alcoholics. You know, it's like, I got this,
And he was saying he was drinking normally for a really, really long time. And then when problems increased with him and Jen, he started drinking more. And then that obviously led to problems of their relationship. So I feel like it's just a vicious cycle that he talks about, that he's been in several times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Jennifer's just breathing a sigh of relief right now.
Yeah, it has to feel good to hear that.
Yes, it does. I think there's a double-edged sword here. I think when somebody has addiction issues and you go through a divorce, you can't tell your story because you have to let them tell their story. And the second thing is, when you have children with that person, again, you also can't let those things come out because you have to protect your kids and tell the story at the moment when it's right for your family, when they're old enough, when they can understand, when you guys are at a steady place. A lot of people online are saying that they might get back together. I don't think that's going to happen.
They're not going to get back together. And what you said about it being a double-edged sword is so the reality, because I'm sure she's happy that he's in a good place, but ultimately it was at the expense of their relationship, right? Like, they didn't survive what he went through. So she went through, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, hell and back with him, and was there for him. And even the last time he went to rehab, she drove him there. Like, she has stood by his side, being his caretaker through every up and down. And I feel like now she's like, okay, I'm happy he's in a good place. He's obviously the father of my children. I want him to be healthy. I want him to be happy. But, like, I have nothing left to give to this. Like, I now have another man that's taking care of me. Like, it's time for me to be happy.
Yeah. I 100% agree with you. It's a nice romantic idea because we love our Hollywood couples to stay together, especially when they're two A-list celebrities.
Totally.
But I 100% agree with everything you just said. I think she's poured her heart and soul into this, and she wants the best for him. She loves him dearly as the father of her children and a man that she once was married to. But no, I think, you know, you get to a point where you've accepted, like, this is your battle, and I'm here for you, and I will always be like your love and support and that in a certain way
as
my friend,
life.
But I can't live my life around this
anymore. 100%.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know. I'm now thinking about it because you guys make such valid points. But I think if I spent 10 years with somebody who all I wanted them to do is really just identify what they were going through, get the therapy that they needed and get the help that they needed, and just be honest with what they were going through, and finally that person was opening it up and taking responsibility, I would almost feel my heart like sputter again.
But I feel like they've gone through it so many different times.
I don't think that he's been this honest about it.
But don't you think it needs to last longer? I mean, Halloween was his last relapse. I mean,
it's true.
I get it. Like, it's, I think from Jennifer's perspective, I think that that could happen. I'm guessing how she feels. Obviously, I don't know what's in her heart, but if it were me, I would say, I'm so happy you're on the road, but, like, until you're sober for 5 years, you know,
I mean,
until you've owned it and it's been going on for 5 years, and, you know,
and even
I can't
in 5 years,
down this rabbit
listen,
hole my
five
whole
years
life.
Could be something, because it's not about the two of them. It's not two people having marital issues. It's one person that has demons that he is consistently trying to overcome, right?
Well, and they you did have marital issues
of
too,
course,
I'm sure.
But, right, everyone has problems, but the real problem was his drinking and his acting out. I mean, from what we know.
Yes.
From what we know. I'm not in their house. I don't know what goes on every single day. She might leave the cupboard open and he might want to kill himself over it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know what's going on, but I just feel like she's put everything into that relationship and tried to keep them together as a family unit. I think the problems more lie on him being the healthiest, happiest version of himself. And until that can be something that's completely consistent forever, which there's no guarantee, I just feel like they took a long separation also.
They did not
just divorce right away. They took a lot of time to reevaluate, to potentially not get divorced. And they still
lived on our property for a long time.
Remember that? And we talked about that like 2 years ago in the guest house.
Yeah, we were like, that's so weird
that
to break up but still be living there.
You do that for somebody that you love. Because
they love each other.
They got about $100 million plus between each other. You can get an apartment at the AKA down the street or go live at the Montage for a minute with Justin Bieber.
I think also she probably wanted to keep an eye on him.
Yeah, but if you were done with somebody like that, why would you? Like, if it was just your baby daddy?
No, she's never been done with him.
The way the kids, like, you know, what the routine was in their family. Maybe he wakes up and has breakfast with them every morning. Maybe he puts them to bed every night. I don't know.
I'm telling you, we've seen Ben Affleck go in and out of sobriety. What we've never heard him say is, it was my fault. It was my demons. I now know what I'm doing. I now understand, and I admit, and I do this, and I am open, and I am. It's very much I. It's not the world. This man is really taking ownership and responsibility, and I just think for somebody who has loved an addict before, sometimes all you want is that person to just see that they have a problem.
But I think
and to admit it.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part about addiction, is admitting that you have a problem.
I think he's admitted it a few times.
If they do get back together, I'm not even mad about it.
There you go. That's a nice button on that.
I don't know. That bad tat.
What is that?
He does confirm, again, yes, it's real, and he just liked to mess with us, so that's why he said it was fake for a minute.
But I wish it was.
I kind of think it's hot.
Your back is mad at you.
I don't know why, but it's kind of growing.
I kind of think it's hot now.
Chris, don't switch pools.
I don't know where this happened, but I don't know, something about how he, like, the whole idea that he likes to mess with people and got this tattoo. I don't know. It's kind of...
Okay. Well, Ben, I guess you're winning us over now. So.
Oh, look how hot that is. And it goes in his butt. It's, like, so crazy.
I'm not going to say it's hot, but it's... I don't hate it.
What is the point of the beginning?
It's a phoenix. He's a dragon coming out of his butt. I don't know.
It's a phoenix rising from the ashes.
There you go. All right, let's move on to Billie Eilish. So Billie is not slowing down. At the Brit Awards last night, Billie took home the statue for International Female Solo Artist, and she actually got a little emotional on stage.
I felt very hated recently, and when I was on the stage, and I saw you guys all smiling at me. It genuinely made me want to cry, and I want to cry right now. So
oh my gosh. It sounds like social media has had a huge part in Billie feeling hated. She told BBC she's just made a drastic change.
I stopped reading comments fully.
Because
it was ruining my life.
Was it?
Once again. It's weird. Like, the cooler the things you get to do are, the more people hate you. It's crazy.
And it doesn't matter how big a star you are, how many Grammys you got, what it still can hurt.
It's worse. It's, like, way worse than it's ever been right now.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm. I should have stopped long ago. It's just the problem is I've always wanted to stay in touch with the fans and, like, keep talking to them, and, like, people have ruined that for me. Yeah, the internet is ruining my life, so I turned it off.
Oh, that breaks my heart. So crazy. She's so at the top of her game. She just took home more Grammys than she could even hold in her arms. And then now she's got this big award. You know, it really breaks my heart. It makes me think a lot about Justin Bieber. I can't help but make the correlation. I know Justin reached out recently and said, you know, he's always there to talk to her if she ever needs. Mm-hmm. And I hope she takes him up on that.
Well, welcome to Hollywood. Mm-hmm. That's what they do here.
It's just so messed up.
They love to build you up to take you down.
Well, I also
girl.
Think she is on the top, but I think all of the accolades and all of the things, like, that doesn't fill your soul. That makes you happy for a moment. I feel like even if you watch the Taylor Swift documentary, she's like, this is all I wanted, and then I went home and I had my mom and no one else.
Yeah.
You know, I think it doesn't necessarily feed you as a person every single day. I think her creativity and making music is what she wants. And it's unfortunate that social media at this point, like, it's almost run rampant. There needs to be a way where people cannot just be able to say whatever they want to you.
But that's the issue.
They can't. It's like, it's a mental health issue at this point. These young kids, like, you have to filter it. There's definitely technology. There's ways to go about this.
You can't filter it that way. I think what really needs to happen is that we need to be more aware that, yes, we will see 100 comments a day, but we can't get stuck on that one negative comment. And you have to know, you really have to know that those things burn and how they make you feel and how to avoid them. And I feel like, yes, for musicians, it's hard because when you're a musician, you do want to stay connected with your fans. You do want to talk back and forth, but you have to put your mental health first. You have to cut those comments off. Yeah. You got to cut them off ASAP.
So she's starting that.
I know. It just sucks that that's the point, because the people that do really love her and support her don't now get to have the same access to her as other people would.
I think there's ways to do it. I think maybe starting a YouTube channel or starting an IGTV moment where you talk to your fans weekly and answer their questions. Like, there's ways to do it without getting the bad comments. Because Twitter, you don't really even need Twitter. I mean, I use Twitter to talk to people back and forth and to clap back. But if you're Billie Eilish, you can find ways to incorporate them.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, we're going to talk some fashion. Lizzo's chocolate dress and all the wildest looks from last night. We'll be right back. Mm.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back across the pond to the Brit Awards that we were just talking about, because now we need to discuss the fashion. The look that everyone is talking about first is Lizzo's chocolate dress. That's cute.
They had better pay her a buttload to wear that dress. That's all I have to say.
I feel like, but it's Moschino, so this is what they do, this sort of like campy fashion.
Yeah.
And I thought it's the perfect dress for her to wear. It's so campy. It's so fun. It's definitely like it's actually could have been like a Grammys look, I think. You know what I mean? It's a little out there.
No.
It's not expected. I like it. I think it's
cute.
It's
fun.
On theme.
But it's not an award show dress to me.
I think it's a fashion statement.
It's a moment.
So. It's what they're best known for.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a pretty dress, but it's cool.
All right.
We don't have enough show to convince Chris of this. Okay.
Well, she wore two other looks during the night as well. Now, those I love much better. The blue I'm obsessed with.
That blue is everything.
That looks amazing on her.
I just love
how she's like feeling it. But I don't know, something. She looks different.
Her face looks different.
She looks different.
No, you're right. I noticed that. And I don't know what it is. It's almost like she looks, dare I say, younger, but not like, she just looks like happy and fresh.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she's feeling herself.
The she's looking good.
Thank you, Carissa.
Maybe that's what it is.
I'm happy you said it.
She should be.
Lizzo's new BFF, Harry Styles, stepped on a Gucci brown suit and then later had a yellow Marc Jacobs one.
I need him to pass these my way because I want to wear them back to back.
You love Harry so much.
I love him so much. I love the chocolate brown Gucci suit. Like, that's all I want to wear ever.
With the pearls?
With the pearls. I want the whole look. I love it. I love the Lakers kind of color scheme. Like, I love it. He gets away with this sort of androgynous look. You don't think?
Yes, because he's giving me, like, modern-day Noel Gallagher.
Yes! Amen!
That's what he's giving me.
Yes.
Modern-day Noel Gallagher.
Totally. Well done. Well played, sir.
Thank you.
I like it. I like it. Okay, Billie Eilish went head-to-toe Burberry. Mm-hmm. Very Billie Eilish.
Yes, it's just, this is her look. It's cute.
Go like Hailee Steinfeld.
Yeah.
Hailee Steinfeld brought the glam in her blue velvet Fendi gown.
I saw this girl in person.
She's stunning.
The night of the Grammys. She is stunning, but she is also the sweetest thing you've ever seen in your life. And when she steps on this red carpet, it's almost like she brings out this like sexiness that I don't know where it comes from because she's like so like girly and so sweet.
Because she's so beautiful.
She's so beautiful.
It's the eyebrows. But I have to say, I don't love this dress.
I love it. I think it's a bad photograph of it. I think I've seen a photograph where she has her arms out and you can see more of the shape.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe it's a photograph. I'm also, you know, I have a hard time with blue.
I love it. I think it's very classy.
Look at her icon.
Cool. Why do you hate blue?
It does not resonate in my color palette of happiness.
She's colorblind.
It's just blue to me is not a color. I like a light blue, a Cinderella blue. I don't like
a periwinkle.
A periwinkle. A
periwinkle
is a light
blue.
Purple, no? Mama doesn't like that. Mm-hmm. Cobalt.
Isn't periwinkle a light purple?
Yes. No, it's a light blue.
Light blue.
We do this every show.
We can't do this.
Periwinkle's blue.
You need to treat us. Is periwinkle? I think periwinkle has a little bit of
lavender
purple.
Lavender is light purple.
Okay. Ellie Goulding is rounding out our roundup in a patchwork dress.
It's interesting.
I would have liked it if the shoes had been different.
That's what I
think the shoes are too big. You needed something sleek, maybe with a clear heel or a clear strap.
Or and not I think a platform. Even just a black strappy jumpy toe like velvet. It's too clunky of a heel.
Yes.
Amen.
You needed something simple.
It's very artistic.
I love the dress.
Yeah. I don't mind the dress. I'm with you guys on the shoes though. Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys, coming up. Sex twice a day, ageless beauty. She knows all the secrets and we're gonna try to get her to share them all. Suzanne Somers is here.
Suzanne we'll Somers is getting more D than America.
Yeah, but how do you like my dress?
Good for you.
You guys, we are here to soak in all of her secrets because this woman is ageless. Please welcome Suzanne Somers. I'm sorry, you guys. I was very startled when we started this interview because I looked at this rock on her finger.
The rock that Thighmaster bought.
I was just like, oh my gosh, it's the biggest diamond I've ever seen.
But it's a heart.
It is? Beautiful.
It's a heart, yeah.
I love that. What was the special occasion for that one?
Just, he loves me.
Oh, that's all you need, right?
Yeah.
A heart diamond.
I'm so in love with my husband. I've been with him for 50 years.
Aww. 50 years.
Yeah. 43 married. I'll tell you something that I'm learning. Love grows. I've always been in love with him, but we're in a place right now where it's like, it's overwhelming. I think it's because we drink a lot of tequila.
Yeah.
Let's talk about about this little strip dance you got? I mean, is this a regular occurrence?
Me in the bathtub with Al doing a strip tease.
Oh, my God.
I love it. You guys are the cutest I've ever seen.
We have these Facebook Live shows where I sell my organic skincare. So I was in the bathtub with Suzanne Organic's body wash, and my son came along and called Siri and said, let me entertain you. So this is Alan showing us his butt.
I love this.
Yeah. Now, you have said previously in an interview that you two have sex twice a day.
Not when you have a fractured hip.
That doesn't count. Okay, so outside the fractured hip, that's your guys' normal routine. How did you, were you always at that point? Was that something that's always been a relationship? Did you work to that point? What do you do when you're tired? Do you ever get tired?
Tell us everything about how you do that.
You know, it came up in an interview, and it was Megyn Kelly. She said, does Tree have sex twice a day? And I said, yeah, but I'm asleep for the first one. And I got so much flack for saying that. You know, man, at 4 o'clock in the morning, I don't know what goes on with you guys, but it's fine with me if I could just kind of cool through this one.
Yeah, yeah. Amen, huh?
And then around 8 o'clock, I'm the one in the mood.
Okay.
So that's how that happens.
I love it. I love it.
But I do, the only reason I talk about it is because what I write about, that a sexual person is a healthy person. What's the last thing you feel like doing when you're not healthy? Mm-hmm. So the fact that we're in the mood, the fact that what I've done with aging is keeping my insides young rather than working on the outside. Mm. And so by keeping my insides young, I have restored all the things with which I'm declining, like hormones, nutrients, minerals. What is my toxic burden? We all have that. And it's like filling the tank. Mm. And so in doing that, I got me back. And I did it for my husband. He's been on hormones for 20 or so years. I give him an injection every Tuesday. And
oh, wow.
Don't call us on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday's your busy day.
But the other thing about men on testosterone is, here he is. He's 83. I don't know if you've seen him, but he's like,
I cannot believe
so
that he's
here with you today.
Yeah, I mean, I wish he would walk. It's
yeah, where
insane.
Is he? Where is he? He never hides. Al, come over here. He's like, he works out with weights, and you can't build muscle without testosterone. But at 83, he's like, he looks good.
He looks good.
Yeah, we wanted him to take off his red jacket, but he wouldn't. Anyway, he's my act, right? I go, look, it's for men and for women. And this book, I put it out a couple of weeks ago. It just shot to number one in its category and 16 on Amazon. It's my 27th book.
Wow.
And I never planned to do this. Mm-hmm. I love to do comedy and make people laugh and sing and dance. Mm-hmm. And I swear I'm going to be back in Vegas when I'm 80 on the stage.
Yay.
I felt it. I had a residency in Vegas a couple of years ago, and I loved it so much. And I was walking back to my hotel suite, and I said to Alan, I want to be doing this till I'm 80. And I think with the way that we've taken care of ourselves, that's very feasible. Now, isn't that a nice thing to think about?
It's
we
amazing.
Now have life extension, like it or not. You see it in your parents and their parents.
Yeah.
They're living longer.
Yeah.
But with very little quality. There's like no energy and their women's hair falls apart and on a lot of pharmaceuticals. I write about doing it a different way. What if you could have those extra 20 years with juice and quality and strong bones and a brain that's working? And that's what this is about.
Being your best self.
Starting early, or the choices you make earlier, the better shot you have at it, but it's never too late.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Yep.
I don't have any of the aches or pains or symptoms. I wrote a book about bioidentical hormones, the seven dwarves of menopause. Itchy, bitchy, sleepy, sweaty, bloated, forgetful, and all dried up.
Look, we had to bring a throwback to
this. Oh, my God.
I'm going to need you to make me the gayest man ever and sign this thigh master for me. I'm going to die right now.
You know, this little thing was life-changing for me.
Aww. It changed my life, too.
Yeah.
I tried to do it before you came. It is not easy.
My mother had one of these, and when she would go to bed, I would take it and sit and watch Golden Girl reruns at like the age of six.
I remember the commercial. Like, insane.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. We sold over 10 million of them.
Jeez.
And It was right after I was fired from Three's Company, which I'm over.
Long ago.
Yeah. You're,
you got over that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I still think it's unfair. I asked to be paid commensurate with the men. Mm. But Laverne and Shirley had just renegotiated and gave ABC a colonic. And so they said, we got to stop this. So they took the biggest woman on television, and my contract was up, and they fired me to make an example so none of the other women. So I'm not a sulker, and there's no was no way of changing that paradigm. And then this came into our life.
And so that was the one door closed.
Thing that
and
changed
another opening.
Changed my life.
Yeah.
And then it was like, screw you.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. But it was really a shame because I loved being Chrissy Snow.
Yeah.
And I really think that I approached playing a dumb blonde intellectually.
You did.
How do you make a dumb blonde likable? Because they can be really irritating.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So I gave her a heart and a soul and a moral outrage. And, you know, Chrissy would go, everything, like, that wasn't right, and you shouldn't do that, and you shouldn't tell a lie. And the way, I was talking to Dennis Miller yesterday, and I said, the way I knew I'd really connected with that character was the audience would laugh before she said it. They knew her heart and soul that well. And when you can morph into a character like that, you've achieved it. So
you were the prototype. Oh,
my legendary. Yeah. Yeah. We have so much to learn from you. You guys, you have to check out her book. It's called A New Way to Age, the most cutting-edge advances in anti-aging. Like she said, it's everything from inside out.
Yes, right.
Love it.
Right.
All right, up next, Tiffany Haddish loves her fans, but she's revealing the one way they can really piss her off.
This changed my life.
It's so really awesome. It's actually works.
It's amazing.
I know.
My mom had a big
red one.
Yeah, well, not right now.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Tiffany Haddish is talking food and money in Harper's Bazaar. She tells the mag, now that she's successful, everybody looks at you like you're supposed to take care of them. Mm. And Tiffany says if she doesn't help people out, they tell her, you changed. But she's wondering, well, where were these same people when she was poor or in sleeping in her car or when she was going through her divorce? So when you're successful and have more money, are you obligated to help people out?
I think if you can, you should. But if you don't want to, you shouldn't have to feel the pressure of doing it.
Absolutely. And I think it really depends on your relationship, as she said, when you were broke, right? I think, obviously, if you have close family members or close friends that are really in a tough jam, I think you help them out because you can in whatever way you can. But I also think that that kind of starts to become a slippery slope, because then if you kind of enable somebody to feel entitled to that behavior, I think that that causes some friction. So I think it's just best to keep things. I mean, if somebody can't pay their rent and it's your close friend.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
you
it's
lend
a case-by-case scenario.
Yes.
And I think that Tiffany's exactly right. If somebody hits you up from high school that you haven't talked to forever, which has happened, you know, and you're like, we're not friends.
No.
Like, right? We haven't been friends.
I hated you in high school also.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
You also have to have him, like, sign an NDA, because there have been times where you let somebody, like, loan money, and then all of a sudden they tell somebody else that you let them loan the money, and then it's like, okay, that person feels like they can come now.
Yeah.
So it's like, don't even say anything. And what I like to do is, if I have it and I can loan it to you, I'll just give it to you.
Yes.
And then, you know what? Maybe in 5 years, you might have to give it back to me. So just hold on and remember.
Yes.
But I don't expect it back.
Yeah.
Because when you expect it back.
You can never expect it.
No.
You can never expect things
back.
That
will ruin a friendship.
It just,
I mean,
it's also,
I just feel like, you need to assume you're giving it as a gift.
Yes.
Always.
Yeah, I've heard that.
That's a really good piece of advice.
Tiffany also explains how she likes to meet fans, but there is like one particular time she prefers you do not interrupt her, and that is when she's eating. She explains, that makes me mad because I have a serious relationship with food.
Yes.
Not interrupt her, then. I get it. Is there a particular time that you hate to be interrupted?
There is one time I hate to be interrupted. And if you're a straight woman who watches the show and you see me at a gay function and I'm talking to a man and you see me with that backwards hat on and you see me deep in conversation with Jamal, please don't come up and say, oh my God, I need a job! Because I didn't tell Jamal that I hosted a show. I also told him my name was Benjamin. Right. Like, you need to, like, know the social cues.
We're trying to vibe at the moment.
We're trying to vibe at the moment.
Spill all the details.
And when I look at you and say, meet me at the bar in 3 minutes, I'll buy you any drink you want if you don't mess up this chick. Then that means meet me at the bar.
Yeah, I agree with that. Who was the celebrity we just talked about a couple weeks ago that she was naked and fans came up to her?
The girl from the Nora Centineo movie.
That one.
Who was naked? I wasn't on that show.
Lana Condor. That, if I am at a sauna, a gym, and I'm changing, you know, if I'm not completely dressed, just wait a moment.
Good for her. I feel like if I was her, I would not get, I don't know, I'd be more uncomfortable to get, like, I feel like I even get uncomfortable to get naked in a gym.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that why you go to Pilates?
Yeah.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to one of those Korean spas where you walk around naked?
No.
She's never been to one of those.
I'm kind of a prude like
that.
They're
actually an amazing experience.
I heard they literally get rid of, like, the first two layers of your skin and you are, like, baby soft.
It is the best thing I've ever done in my life. However, now I'm, like, scared to kind of go because...
Because you're a famous person?
No, but still, yes. Like, somebody might see you and, you know.
It's weird, it's right? I feel like if you're on TV, you don't want to be naked in a public space.
I know, right? You have to,
like,
think
unless
about
I
that.
Took the selfie and leaked it myself, I don't want you to see me walking around. Like, unless, if there's, like, movement of stuff, oh my God, my anxiety is so high.
What if somebody posted, like, a really cute photo of you?
Oh, and, like, if I was, like, casual, like,
yes.
Yeah, then maybe, fine.
You're like, it's fine. You can see it if it's like this.
But
perfectly.
Like, yeah, but otherwise.
Yeah. You know what else is hard, too? If you catch me going into the airport, please stop me and say hello. Tell me everything you want me to tell you. I can record a video for your kids. If you see me getting off a flight, and you know that Xanax has not worn off, and you see one eye open, you see that jacket hanging off the side, and I'm just, like, walking like I'm in zombie land, please don't stop me and say, oh my God, can I get a photo with you? I'm literally half asleep.
But don't you think that's where it happens?
Please stop me after I get off the plane, because on the way, I am always running late, and I've got my hands full, and I'm, like, stressed out. So just probably not the best time to say hi. Okay, coming up, you guys, the must-have beauty products straight from the group.
Goop Lab!
We'll be right back.
Is Gwyneth coming?
Going into snow, I felt really skeptical, especially because you're standing on the snow. Like, that seems kind of crazy, considering that I have a hard time with air conditioning. But it was so fun, and my body just felt warm.
Done quick.
It is Wellness Wednesday, so joining us fresh out of the Goop Lab is senior beauty editor Megan O'Neill.
Are we working out? Thank you for having me.
Okay, first of all, how do you do that in the snow? And does that breathing exercise really work?
It really, truly works. We don't breathe enough. You've got to breathe. It can really shift the whole day if you just breathe.
So, like what really does that mean? Breathe. Like, so do you stop down? Like, if Justin's talking when we're in a segment, am I, like, taking a second to, like...
Yeah, you can take a second before your day starts and just breathe for a few minutes. Really in and really out.
I feel like I have a nasal cavity that's
Oh,
locked.
She's just trying to get a nose job.
No,
she's been
I'm
talking about it for 6 years. Okay, I love Goop because there's so many interesting things on that website. And
yes.
I was not a believer at first, and then that Christmas guide came out and I bought everything off of it.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, amazing.
But you brought some interesting things today. Can you tell me about some of the things?
Oh, no. Yes. Well, can we start with the dry brush that Justin does not have?
I have no idea what a dry brush is.
Who doesn't have a dry brush?
This is a dry brush, and dry brushing can change your life and change your skin.
How?
Okay. Oh. So what you want to do, you want to brush using short strokes, always in the direction of your heart, okay? So if you're going on your arm, you're doing this. Short, quick strokes like this.
Oh.
You want to press down hard enough so that it feels invigorating, but soft enough so that it doesn't hurt, you know?
It always hurts a little bit in the best way,
though. It's like a good hurt.
It's
like
a good hurt.
So good.
It's like a...
Yeah. A little tap-tap. What are the benefits of this?
So this is going to leave your skin so silky and smooth. And it's supporting circulation, so you're going to feel a little more clear-headed and lighter throughout the day.
And it does help with cellulite, though, right? And it increases, or am I making that up?
You're
in
not
my
making
own
it up. People say it helps with cellulite, you know.
I'm always, like, really getting in there.
And you don't hurt yourself.
You start, though, do you do it before or after the shower? I do it before.
You
is
do it
okay?
A few minutes before the shower.
Okay, so
you
start from your foot and always upward
yes,
motion.
Always up in the direction of your
this
heart.
Is actually
my
really
one
nice.
Question, though, for the stuff, do you love that you guys put me on this? That's all I want to talk about.
Do it on your stomach.
On the stomach, but do it downwards to get everything
well,
moving?
You want to do it clockwise because
ooh.
That's the way your body's natural rhythms.
This is really nice. Okay, I
so
really
you're going like
this.
That.
Got it. Short strokes as well.
Yeah, short strokes, invigorating, but not too hard.
Mm.
Got it.
I'm always skeptical about these because people say, this is the best one, this is the best one. Tell me about this and what makes this one so good.
Okay, this is the best one. It's Goop's Rose Quartz Face Massage Roller, okay? Mm-hmm. And what it does is it depuffs, it smooths, it chisels. So you wanna do it before you go out, you wanna do it after a flight, that brutal New York, LA flight, six hours. In the back of an Uber, you wanna just do it.
But so which direction?
Yes, you always wanna go up because you're going against gravity. So gravity is making our skin droop, you know? Uh-huh. So you're going against it.
There's gonna be so much makeup on mine, so I'll pretend.
Yeah, yeah, no, I like this.
But you can put these in the freezer, right? Like, yes. That's what I do.
Yes, and it has a really nice cooling effect. You can also do it right here, because a lot of people store tension here.
Yes. Yes.
So that, like, really loosens things up.
I get really scared to do things by my eyes, so how would I do it when I have puffy under the eyes in the morning?
Well, okay, see how there are two, you know? So this, the smaller end, is great for the under eye area.
And you just go up with it?
Yeah, you can just go do little things like this.
Sideways?
You can do that, too. There's no wrong way. You can't OD on it. Like, you're not gonna hurt yourself.
Right, wrong way.
I feel like they have some of the craziest objects on that website. What's the craziest thing that you've actually tried and that worked?
Craziest thing I've ever tried?
Craziest thing that you were most skeptical
of.
Yes.
Okay. Well, craziest thing I've ever tried in general maybe is a psychic facial I got.
So a psychic gave me that facial.
She's based in LA and she's a medium and a psychic, and she gives you a reading, and then because she's a healer, she uses her hands too.
Wow.
So she gives you a facial
and tells you about yourself.
She tells you about yourself and your spiritual connections. And it is actually a really beautiful experience.
Oh my God, we have to do that together.
I was skeptical too.
Let's do a couple's facial.
I would love to do that. Okay. You have to give us your
I'll let you guys know.
Okay, can we talk about the foam roller?
Yes. Okay. So this is one of the best things you can do for your body, right? Especially because you can do it anywhere, in a hotel room, in the airport, in an office.
Okay.
What you're doing.
We need one of these at the office.
You do.
Can't wait till I go to the airport tomorrow and do this. I'm going to France for the week, guys, whatever.
Oh, for what?
They have travel ones too, little ones. But what you wanna do, you guys, is you wanna roll different parts of your body over the massage roller to stimulate your fascia.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah, I love my fascia.
You love your fascia. And the fascia is the connective layer of tissue that shrink wraps all our organs. And because we sit all day and we're hunched at a computer, it gets stiff and locked and it leads to pain.
Oh, unlocking.
So you're getting in there and you're like rolling out your fascia.
Okay.
So what's a good part to roll out? Like, let's say we're just not.
Like, we were in position. So we sit so much, right? So you literally, you're just gonna go like this. And it feels really good.
It's nice.
You just go, like, really roll with it, like, you know, up to here.
And how long do you roll for a day?
A few minutes.
I like this.
Just a few minutes.
Ooh.
Okay, so butt is good. You can also do here, your legs get kind of tight.
Yes.
Oh, actually,
I have a sciatic nerve problem, too, so this is really good for
it. You have a tailbone issue.
Mm-hmm. This might help everything.
Do you love that I can't do this now? Because it's just messing.
We're not
up.
Wearing our workout clothes, but that's okay.
Oh, my God. Tell people where they can find these items at.
You can find it all on goop.com.
Oh, my God.
It's
all
there.
Go to goop.com, and you have to watch the Goop Lab on Netflix. It is unbelievable. Up next, once you name your kid, is it okay to change your mind? We'll discuss. This is awesome.
This is awesome.
Feels good, right?
Ooh.
Elin Nordegren, Tiger Woods' ex, welcomed her third child in October, and now court papers show that she's actually changed her baby boy's name from Philip to Arthur.
Okay.
So he's a couple months old, still very young, but is it cool to change your name after you've already made it official on paper?
I mean, why not? Like, she clearly felt like that wasn't her baby's name. And it's, listen, you're not changing your baby's name at five.
Right.
I think even two is too late. I think within the first 6 months, is it in the first 6 months?
Yeah.
It's in the first 6 months?
Great.
That's okay. Fine. What are you gonna, you know, it's not the worst mistake. She'd just rather change the baby's name.
I don't know. This gives me anxiety because I don't know what I'm naming my girl yet. I don't know. Thank you guys for, like, a lot of people have given me lots of suggestions, and I appreciate it, but I'm still very overwhelmed by it. But I could see me doing something like this. It's like serious FOMO, but I feel like once you put it on paper, you just need to own it and stick with it because then I'm gonna wanna change it 1,000 times. I don't know, maybe she's different. Maybe she just was like, I don't know what I was thinking. I should have it, Arthur. You're supposed to do small strokes.
I just think it's very weird.
We love that we gave him a contraption.
I just think it's very weird that people actually have a name for their kid before they see them. Like, I feel like for me, I'm going to take Baby X home. I'm going to see what her vibe's like. I'm going to see how she G's with the house.
Baby X.
And then I'm going to name her. She ain't going to try to get a car loan or like a house note in the first like 6 months. So she don't need a name or a birth certificate.
It's just like hard when you're announcing your baby. You're like, my baby's here.
Yeah, and it's like, I'll tell you the name when
What's
I get a chance.
Name? No, you'll know by the time the baby comes. I think you'll just, it's like that final hour. I already know my daughter's name.
So she's the opposite of you.
It's very chic.
Saoirse.
I wish, but it's chicker than Saoirse.
Oh.
Ooh, what is it?
I also don't have a child, so anyway.
She doesn't even have a man.
Well.
A steady one.
Okay, well, coming up, you guys, Justin Bieber has an unusual method for stress relief. You're kind of doing it right now.
Does it work?
We'll be right back.
I love that you love a little tab.
I'm going to say I found it perplexing.
Okay.
When you challenged Tom Cruise to a fight. Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. I was just being stupid. That's
he
a character.
Is in phenomenal shape.
Phenomenal shape doesn't mean you're a good fighter.
My word.
I don't know if see, I start to get frustrated because like you're really boiling me up, man. I'm gonna fight you, bro.
That was Justin Bieber on Carpool Karaoke explaining why he challenged Tom Cruise to a fight last year. I am sorry, Bieber, but I am with James Corden on this one. Tom Cruise has old man strength. He's gonna take you.
I don't know. He had that fake booty on in that stunt, so I don't know
no,
what the
Tom
gym
Cruise,
is.
Tom Cruise is like superhuman. Have you ever seen him run in a movie? It is like...
It's not just acting,
it's real. And he does all of his own stunts, you know what I mean? He probably flies well.
Mm-hmm. I love Tom Cruise.
But the whole thing's really funny, the whole Carpool Karaoke, you guys should watch it. Okay, so Justin is also sharing how he calms himself down when he's stressed. In his docuseries, Seasons, it shows how he uses a technique called Havening. Take a look.
You know, Justin and I developed a routine that when he feels stressed, that he can use a technique called Havening that I was trained in. And Havening is a psychosensory technique that actually raises the feel-good chemicals in your brain on demand.
It's basically like a self-soothing thing. Everybody kind of has their own version of Havening without even knowing it. It's like when you're a little kid and you suck your thumb to soothe yourself.
Wow. So Haley says Havening is kind of like having your mom rub your back to help you go to sleep, only you're just doing it for yourself.
Which I love, but I really need to know how to figure out how to watch their wedding episode because I've tried for 2 weeks and I cannot figure
Me
it out.
Too.
So can someone send us instructions?
I know.
Do I have to, I'll pay for it. I just want to watch it. I don't know how.
Yeah.
I'm happy about the Havening. Just figure it out. No, I keep clicking the wrong thing. I want to watch that.
It's very confusing. It jumps you to another video
another
very quickly.
Episode. And I know. I've watched all the other episodes. I've seen the Haley and Justin. I've seen the wedding prep. I've seen Kendall Jenner on a rollerblade.
So
just give me the wedding. Help me, tweet me. We've had this relationship. Do it. Help
do
us
it.
Out.
Okay, what do you do when you're stressed, though?
I walk. She talks about it.
I talk about it.
When
I drink a lot of water
out,
with lemon.
She talks about it nonstop, and she makes herself more stressed out until she combusts, and then the stress is gone.
And then I'm tired, and then I've released it, you know?
For 2 weeks.
That's what I do. I really just, like, get a lot of outside opinion. So I have no, like, self-soothing mechanism, so maybe I should just start rubbing myself.
You should start rubbing yourself.
Rubbing yourself.
You should.
So
as a
anyway,
single woman, you should start rubbing yourself. You should.
Honestly, my stress relief usually is sleep. Like, if I'm super overwhelmed and super stressed, like, I have a lot to do, I'm like, no. I need to just take a nap. And then I'll wake up and I'll just tackle one thing at a time. Because if I get overwhelmed, then... If I get too overwhelmed, I do nothing.
Yeah.
So I need to like sleep because then I can come at it with like a fresh mind and be like, okay, I want to do one thing and then I'll do the next thing and I'll do the next thing so I don't feel so overwhelmed at once.
Yeah, that's also amazing that you can sleep when you're stressed out because most people when they have anxiety, they can't sleep.
It's so weird.
But I'm the same way. You can sleep anywhere. I can't sleep anywhere, but when there's a bed, I can sleep.
Wow. Yeah, I can sleep anywhere. I like to walk.
Yeah, walk's good.
Walking is really
People
good.
People see me in the middle of the night, they think I'm sleepwalking on Trazodone, but I'm not. I'm just walking because I'm stressed out.
I need some of that for my
Let's
flight.
Read some thoughts from you guys really quick. Vanessa says she just saw Ben Affleck in Miami, and she says you can tell he's going through some kind of growth. I love that man and his work, and I would love to see him and Jen get back together someday.
Aww.
Haley says Morgan and I were both right about periwinkle. She says Google says periwinkle is called lavender blue.
See, colors are so complex. I'm very fascinated by them.
All right, that's that's it for today. If you missed anything on today's show, you can always check us out on our Daily Pop podcast. And watch us here on E! Every day
apparently.
And noon. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.